Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Listen, today I'm here kind of doing lonesome again. I'm physically in the radio room by myself, but Miss Trudy's going to be calling in to help me do the show because this has been a very, very, very interesting week for me, and I'm sure it's an interesting week for her. So we kind of had to be in two different places today. So she'll be on the line in 2 seconds. You want to put her through? Hello. Are you there, pretty lady?
Hello.
Hi.
I am here, the lady of my dreams. This is Trudy, and this is Scoop.
Yeah.
And Trudy.
So
we're both here together in spirit, anyway.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry to be alone like this, but you know I'm getting ready for my party tomorrow.
I know you're doing something that's so exciting and having so much fun doing it. I wish I could be shopping with you.
We have some volunteers here. They're making the sandwiches and cooking the eggs and all the stuff that's going to be served tomorrow the celebration. And we're going to miss you terribly because I thought you were going to be on the stage with me and to say hello and to thank all of our friends and family.
Yeah. So
I'll say it for you.
Please
and
do.
We'll
please.
Talk about it when we get back.
Please do. Unfortunately, I had a family emergency, so, you know, I have to fly out tonight. I've actually been on an airplane and driving a lot this week and back and forth in and out of the city. But God is good because outside of all of the travel, the paper still went out on time. I have a couple of more deliveries to make, and I'll get my kids together, and I'll be on a plane either late night tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Well, Sherry, take care of yourself. We love you, and we don't want anything happening to you, so be careful. I know you will, but God go with you.
Yeah, I'm as I always say, and Shorty, if he's there, he'll be able to laugh at this. I always say that I'm kind of covered. God has some work that I'm supposed to do, so nothing's going to happen to me. This is all tests, and it's things that need to happen in order to put my mind in a better place, I think. So if I can manage all that I'm managing now and still get the paper out and still do what I need to do, that means that we're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're a Wonder Woman, all right. But I want your audience to know that you're a great Wonder Woman.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I want to be like you.
That's right.
I want to be like you when I grow up. Shorty's here.
That's how Shorty was. He came past the office to check on me last night to make sure that I was doing well. He kept saying, "What time are you leaving? What time are you leaving? Make sure you go home." So I actually didn't get out of there until like 2 this morning.
That's easy on time, huh?
Yeah, and as I'm driving, I'm texting him to say, "I'm on my way home."
That's good.
But
the job done.
Yeah, so.
Well, he came by early here this morning, so he didn't get much sleep either.
Nah.
Because he's here, and I got my sister who's here from Costa Rica.
Okay.
And she's been cooking since last night and peeling eggs and just doing everything.
Oh.
And Trudy went down. I said, I'll lay down just for a few minutes.
So I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I'm going to miss your event. But can you do something? Can we tell some of our listeners about your event so that they know? Because it's something that people can come to, right?
Right. Everyone is invited. It's an open door to just come by and let's meet each other and take pictures together and just have a good time from 4 until 7 p.m. Now, don't come too early because we'll be setting up. But 4 o'clock, the doors are open to all that want to come in. And the reason for it all is because I'm making this party tomorrow my 50th show with Philly Cam. And that's part of the celebration. Philly Cam has been very good to me, and we wanted to celebrate together that and my 92nd birthday.
So will you be on live? Are you going to have a show going on too, or is it just a party?
You know what? I'm gonna stream it live for you.
Help us understand this. Can you do that for us? Can you put it? Cause I won't be there. You know, like wait a minute. I'm just realizing I need to be able to be there. So if you do live or do FaceTime or something, I can actually FaceTime in and say hi. Can we do that?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'll work.
Yeah.
I'll hook it up.
Yeah, set it up so that I can actually pay my respects and because that's a total honor. You know, how many people can say that they've done 50 shows anywhere? I'm happy to do. I'm happy with the 8 that I've done so far.
Listen,
no,
girl,
I'm celebrating 8 shows.
Say hello to you.
Yes, that'll be great. And I get to see how glamorous you're going to be because you guys always, are my friends going to be there? Are your friends going to be there? Because you guys, you know, you get glamored up.
We try to cover everyone, but I know a lot of people will miss because I don't have their emails or just haven't seen them. Mm-hmm. But I want to know wherever they are. They're welcome to come in and join us for the celebration tomorrow at PhillyCam Studios, which is located on 7th Street between Market and Chestnut. So come on down and say hello to Sherry. Say hello to me.
So, okay, WWDB World, you heard that. Miss Trudy is having a bash tomorrow. So if you know her, if you know somebody who knows who knows who knows her, you need to let them know to come out and party with her and celebrate her show. All right? Because this is something that's huge.
Guess what?
What?
We're going to have strippers, too.
We're going to have what did you say?
I put an X on that. Strike that out. We're going to have strippers. What are you talking about, strippers? Who do you
think? Oh, gosh. You would do something like that. You're going to make us look bad. We're on live. We're in the world. You can't do that. So what else do we got to talk about? Shorty just turned the whole conversation off. We're not talking no more about.
Well, listen, you got some great things in your paper. You got it out. Let's hear about some of
the cover. What you put on the cover?
Oh, so let me tell you. Did you know what I put on the cover? So because I was out of town, I really didn't have a front page. So last night was a wonderful night. It was extremely cold outside, first of all. But the city had their Christmas Day tree lighting, and it was a big event. And there were so many people outside in the cold. I tell you, there's no way that I would ever imagine that these many people would be standing out in the cold, waiting to see a tree get lit. But I went down. I kind of went in, and I was sitting at my desk, and I'm like, all right, I need a front page. So I jump up. And I run down to take pictures of the tree and some of the events. So that's what ended up being my front page. The front page is actually really nice.
That was such a nice way to greet the city.
Yeah.
And to wish them happy holidays.
So we're going to tell you, though, how bad it is, though. Because it's great that I was able to do that. But you can tell when people rush and do something. Because my front page is nice. It has pictures of all of the different people who sang and the tree in the center. But it says Philly Kicks of the Holiday Season. So I missed the F.
A typo.
A huge one. Right on the front page.
Oh, that's your... You've never had a
type. But that's what happens when you throw things together at the last minute. My brain, and it was like, oh my God, Teresa picked it up today. She was like, you have a typo. I was like, what the heck?
It was a thought anyway. It was a thought, sweetheart.
But I will say this. There are tons of things that have been happening in the scoop world this week. And I didn't want to go too much into details about everything that's going on. But last week at Thanksgiving, our printer went out of business. So last Friday, I found out that I wasn't possibly going to be able to print this week. Monday, I met with the new printer. I got the paper contract and I hit drive to Harrisburg. But we have a new printer and the paper was still able to come out this week. So whether it has a typo on the front page or not, the reality is that we struggled and we survived that big blow up and we didn't miss a press date, a minute, a second, or anything. So with that said, I'm just happy. I'm not even worried about the fact that I had a typo this week.
Well, don't you worry about a thing, people. I think people understand that these things happen to them no matter how well you plan them.
You keep on going.
You just keep on going, but you do, right.
Yeah.
As I hear daily. Daily.
That's right.
Because I've been wanting to stop and take it easy, and I have a voice behind me, keep on going, baby, keep on going, baby. You're only 29.
That's called dyslexia, Miss Judy.
But I'll tell you this much. If you do things like both of us are doing, you sort of keep going anyway, because you keep bumping into something you want to talk about or you want other people to know about, you want to share with other people. And that push, you need that push, and we get it from some people that are around us.
Yeah. Right now, we got to push the commercial.
Oh, that's what we got to do now? How do you know that, and you're there, and I'm here? What, let's do this right. Whatever.
Don't miss Kulu Mele African Dance and Drum Ensemble, live on stage at the Kurtz Center for the Performing Arts in West Philadelphia. For one performance only, Saturday, December 1st. Internationally renowned Kulu Mele performs a high-energy, highly entertaining show of African dance and drumming for the whole family. Tickets are on sale now at danceboxoffice.com. That's danceboxoffice.com. Show your pride and celebrate African culture with Kulu Mele. Tickets at danceboxoffice.com. Kulu Mele at danceboxoffice.com.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones House.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so we're back. Shorty, how did I beat you back? Did you know that it was time to come back?
Of course I knew.
No, you didn't. Right into, I was trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about, but I wanted to have my sister say hello to all of everyone out there, because she's from Costa Rica, where I do not plan to go, but you never can tell. But I thought that some of the things she's been talking about and telling me about Costa Rica, that this is the new elitist place to go. She's talking about the sun and the warmth and the water.
Nice right now.
Yeah, and the animals and the foliage there, and she's making a very beautiful picture. I don't know. I like the islands, but that seems a little far-fetched for me. I want to be near things that are happening more so.
Well, that's why you like the city, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm a city girl. I've never wanted to live in the country. I like visiting, but I like to be able to come home to the city. I like to hear the sirens ringing and traffic banging up each other and all
like
that kind
the
of
drama.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And there are stories in the city, and beautiful stories, and I want to find out about them. I have a little way to go. There's still some stories I haven't done, and I want to get on the road and start talking about them, finding them. And also, you might have heard that part of all of this is a kickoff for a special scholarship that we're putting together to send young men and women who want to get into this field, into commercial schools.
Right.
What do you call them? Not commercial.
Scholarships and people that want to get into journalism. So
and journalism.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm trying to say. She's going to set up some scholarships so that people can do what she does.
Yeah.
And we're kicking it off with a prize tomorrow, one of the door prizes tomorrow at the party. So all we need is your mailing card, your business card, and drop it in the hat. Who knows? We hope to get a lot of young people to take
journalism.
I don't know why I keep saying commercial, but
journalism.
But we need people on the streets who can tell us what to do and what's happening and how things are going, and to encourage people with their community input to keep it up. So we need you out there, and I hope that I'm talking to many that will be applying.
Yeah, we need more scoops and we need more Trudies. You know, keep it going.
Yeah, well, you know my feeling about being a scoop. I'm all for the fact that there are people who go about it one way, and there's also the people who follow their non-traditional path, such as what I did. You know, sometimes it's not so much the selection that you make, but it's a selection that's made for you and where you need to be. So, be it somebody who gets it formally and actually can go to school, or be it somebody who just is interested and probably can't even get into it. You know, we have to figure out how to make things work for all people. So the scholarship is, I'm sure, one way that you guys are going to do it, but I'm sure we'll be talking and you guys can figure out some other ways to get some other people involved a little earlier so they can make that decision.
Well, I found two nice people, former friends of mine and now still friends, in your newspaper. Fonda, I told you, Fonda Klein, and also an old friend, Tyrone Reed. I didn't know he was writing. And he's a good friend, an excellent writer, and he observed so many things in the community.
Yeah, Tyrone has actually been in my life since I was 17, believe it or not. I was his secretary at my first job. So coming back full circle and now owning the paper that he writes for is hilarious because he was my boss.
Okay, that's great. I
didn't
know that.
Yeah, it's part of the Shariaism, as you may say. It's just ironic how things have come back full circle. How in 30 years I'm in the same building, working probably with most of the same people, but completely on a different level than I was when I was 17 years old. So there's really an interesting way of looking at life and just knowing what's going to happen or not knowing what's going to happen and where you're going to end up at, but realizing it. Like, oh my God, look at where I am. So with regard to the paper, I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about, because you know what is happening on the 1st? The December the 1st is annual World AIDS Day. So, so there are several events that are happening throughout the city in Philly, Chester, Delaware, everywhere where my paper is. I've gotten information about different people who are doing things to celebrate AIDS and AIDS awareness and making sure that people understand that for as much as we have done, there is still a big fight. And that we need to continue to dedicate, our resources and educate people as to the disease itself and hopefully trying to help them understand so that they can protect themselves so they won't be able to contract it. So that's a lot of information, you know, and one of the things Philadelphia Fight is having a breakfast on the 1st. And I think this is their annual breakfast. They have it every year. So it's Saturday, December 1st. So I do have the information. You can either look at the scoop paper or you can actually look them up online. I'm sure their information is there about the different events. I really would do a Google search probably on World AIDS Day and just get some information about it and try to learn as much as you can. There are some drugs and medications that's been developed recently to help prevent it if you take it properly.
Yes,
so that's something just for people to do.
Talking about it, it's still a problem.
Yeah.
So I think your words are needed and people should take heed.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's upsetting sometimes that we only actually really deal with these things on these days when they come up or these months that are designated for them, because these are things that happen every single day, you know, and we just need to be mindful of it. And just, it's not a one day out of the year thing. It's something that some people unfortunately live with all 365, you know, so we just need to be mindful of it and hopefully help as much as we can. So that's one thing that's going on. I have the paper and you don't this time. I'm sorry.
Well, tell us something else that's happened.
The Philadelphia Public Schools, there's a program. It's called the Giving Circle, and there will be giving away micro grant applications to students and parents. I guess you can reach out to them through the school or look that up as well. And the deadline for that is December 10th. It's micro grants, micro meaning very small, from $2 to $250. And they help fund different programs such as books or, helping out with computers and stuff in the school. It's just a little bit of additional funding that's given directly to that program within the school to help it get through. That's one thing.
Talking about giving, talking about things, I know you have a friend, Mr. Beach. Mr. Beach.
Mr. Ken Scott.
His program is coming up very soon. I saw something about that. Where he gives scholarships to students.
Yeah, you know what? Last year was that was so interesting. Last year he took me to that event. It's probably in the next week or so. And that was his introduction, is how he introduced me to the world. He's like, I want you to come out. I'm going to introduce you to all of the community people. It's not just so much students, it's community programs and the people who are actually doing something within the community so that they can continue to do their work. So it's a great scholarship, and I'm sure he'll be sharing that with me. So
yes, and the program encourages them to keep going.
Yes, it does.
It's stipends to fill in the things that they might need, and I think that's so worthy. And he does it by himself. So we have a lot of people who want to help. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like your paper who do help.
One of the problems is that we all, and it's easy to be this way. We all have our silos. We live in our own worlds. We have our interests, our public interests, and we dedicate ourselves to those. And when you focus on one thing, you oftentimes don't pay attention to all of the other things that are going on around you. And fortunately for media, we're in a position where we have to pay attention to almost everything. So we can't get silent.
Feel an obligation to share it.
Yeah.
Share the information.
So we have to be a little bit more abreast and familiar with almost everything, or at least know that it exists. Whereas people who have their interests, they just focus on what their interest is. And that's how you become an expertise in your area. But unfortunately, if you're an expertise in one area, you're not in the other. So it's...
She is, huh?
Of course she is. She's my hero.
Well, I wanted to say hello to Brett. I'm not there because we celebrated our birthdays the same day last week. And I hope he had a good time. Brett, are you there?
He's coming in
for
you.
Yeah, right here.
He's the birthday boy.
Well, last week, yeah. My family's actually taking me out to dinner tonight because it was crazy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're still celebrating.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to until my mom said, hey, we're taking you out tonight.
Oh, you don't have a choice.
I was like, Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay, well, I'll be celebrating again tomorrow. So if you have a chance, stop by from 4 to 7.
Oh, yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, please do.
That'll be fun. So in addition to having me on the computer and on the phone, somebody has to take pictures. I need pictures. I think a couple of my photographers will probably be there. So somebody will send me something.
Thinking about photographers. Robert, I called him.
Yeah, I know.
Robert.
He told me. He told me. He called me today to see how I was. And actually, like so many people, realized that I had so much going on. So I think by the time he hung up the phone with me, he was worried about me.
Okay. But I did call him to remind him to come over and not to take pictures, but just to have a good time because he's always at our affairs.
Yeah. He supports us all.
Yeah. He does that. And so he's a good guy, and I hope you'll be able to come. And you too, Brad, if you have a chance.
You heard it?
Right. Yes, you did. Thank you so much for that.
Ah.
Okay.
All right, take us to commercial.
So we'll be back in a few.
Don't miss Kulu Melee African Dance and Drum Ensemble, live on stage at the Kurtz Center for the Performing Arts in West Philadelphia. For one performance only, Saturday, December 1st. Internationally renowned Kulu Melee performs a high-energy, highly entertaining show of African dance and drumming for the whole family. Tickets are on sale now at danceboxoffice.com. That's danceboxoffice.com. Show your pride and celebrate African culture with Kulu Melee. Tickets at danceboxoffice.com. Kulu Melee at danceboxoffice.com.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I tell you, those minutes actually go very quick. There's no way that you would think that a minute goes that fast. Are you still here with me, or did you leave?
We're never going to leave you.
Aw, that's great.
I just had another one about volunteers to come in. Mm-hmm. Julia, where are you? She's waiting outside.
You know what they do, right? Nobody wants to ever talk on the radio. They disappear when you say, come here. Do you realize that? do you notice that? That whenever you say, come here, I realized that last week. I was on the... Oh my God, what show was I on? I was on another radio show on the Why can't I think?
And
we kept asking the kids. My daughter was actually sitting here and she refused to get on the radio. I was like, they were like, you could talk, and she would not talk.
Your daughter?
My youngest. The youngest. She's shallow. She's real quiet. So she would not get on, and it was so upsetting. But I had to laugh because I was like, I think that's what happens to people when you put a microphone in front of them.
That does.
And the opposite happens when you put a camera in front of them.
Do you?
Really?
Do you think?
They don't stop. They can't shut up.
Oh, once they get started, but getting the job itself is tough. But everybody has a phone these days, so I would think that they all like to show off.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not at all.
Now, technology changed everything, which allows you to do what you do, Ms. Trudy, which allows Cherie to do what she's doing. Technology changed the game.
But, you know, I still have a little edgy feeling when I have to, when I'm called to be on television. I try to avoid it. I shy away from it. I don't mind talking to other people and doing my job, but if I'm saying, Ms. Trudy, you do so-and-so, then I tighten up.
And that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah,
after all these years?
Yep, after all these years, and I sometimes get a lump in my throat.
Really? So mm-hmm. You just got one. You could even say the
word. Yeah.
I
learned one thing, and I know you know that. I don't take things for granted, that
no.
I have to do this or that it must be perfect or anything like that, or it's better than anyone else, because that's not a good feeling.
No, not at all.
And that's it, Miss Trudy.
Yeah.
Well, take care of yourself going down.
Oh,
be careful.
I'm going to have a wonderful flight. I'm not driving down. I have to drive back, though, so that might be a little interesting. But we'll be fine. Hey, one more thing.
Don't pick up any strangers.
And bring back some barbecue.
I'm not picking up no strangers. I got a whole husband that's going to be sitting there with me.
He's coming with you. That's good. That's good. I feel a little better that you're not by yourself.
Yeah, so thanks for calling in. I really appreciate and love you guys. And to everyone out there, this is Scoop. Can you say bye, Miss Trudy?
Goodbye. And Scooby, meet
take care.
Okay, baby.